Investment flash.
1 million car buyers just vanished, and nobody's blinking. But memory stocks up almost 200%. What is this market pricing?
Good morning. It's Wednesday, May 28th, New York edition. I'm Marie, joined by Tom and Gerald. And yeah, Tom, that split is the whole show today.
Let's get into the memory rocket. Micron is up 194% year to date, third best in the S&P, and it's still trading at about 9x forward earnings.
Or it's a classic head fake. Bloomberg pointed out that cheap multiple is a contrarian warning sign. When a stock runs like that, the PE often collapses because the E is about to fall.
3% off its all-time high. It's binary. Either earnings justify it, or we get a nasty reversal.
Analysts calling it cheap after a 200% run is basically the kiss of death.
Yep, fair.
And it's not just Micron. SanDisk CTO says the AI race is shifting from compute to memory. Western Digital is the play, already up 182% year-to-date.
No way! That's the most original take of the day. If this is all about HBM and storage now, Western Digital has a lot of runway.
Uh-huh. And it's 3% from its 52-week high. At some point, the CapEx party has to stop.
Hold on, Tom, you were all over the TSMC buy yesterday, and that worked. But memory's a different cycle. We're pricing perfection here.
That's exactly when I buy in. Momentum is pricing in what's coming. The earnings haven't caught up yet.
But if the CapEx sows,
then the whole memory trade collapses.
Yeah, fair point. But I don't think we're there.
Meanwhile, the auto sector is a disaster. The Journal says 1 million new car buyers are gone. Automakers bracing for flat sales.
Ford is up 19% year to date, 1% off its high. That is complete denial. I'd short up.
Tom, buddy, Ford's not the issue. The real wreck is Japanese autos. Exports to the Middle East dropped 90% in April. Toyota's down 24% from its high.
Honda and Nissan too. The war risk is specific. But if Iran drags on, these trade at a discount.
I'd much rather short Toyota than Ford. At least the price makes sense.
But wait, if global car sales slow, shouldn't oil demand fall? Crude is still bid on Iran fears. That's a disconnect.
Tom, that's my point. Nobody's connecting auto weakness to energy. Either autos are oversold or oil's geopolitical premium is fragile.
Right.
Spot on.
Stepping away from that, China's crop belt is flooding early. Corn is only up 2% year to date. Almost no weather premium priced in yet.
Wheat's already up 19%. Soybeans up 14%. If this gets worse, corn could catch up fast.
Remember when we tried to trade wheat? That was a mess.
Don't remind me. But one bad trade doesn't kill the thesis.
I'd rather buy the basket. The corn ETF, soybeans, wheat. It's a weather play.
Fair. Diversify away the single commodity risk.
All right, here's the hidden risk. In the EM space, Indonesia and Thailand are leaning on short-term debt to fund war stress. That's a classic liquidity drain.
Exactly. And nobody's thinking about the dollar feedback loop. If that rolls over, the dollar spikes and hits everything.
The EM ETF is up 21% year-to-date, though. Seems way too complacent.
Short the EM ETF.
Short the ETF.
Short the EM ETF. See? We can agree sometimes.
Contrarian China play? The China large cap ETF is at a 52-week low, down 11%. But there's this China maxing tourism boom. Could be a serious catalyst.
A couple tourists don't fix a property crisis, Tom.
But these mean reversion rallies from hopeless levels can be violent. I'm not holding my breath, but I'd watch the levered China ETF.
Only you would look at a leveraged 3x China fund and say, watch it.
Hey, sometimes you need the fireworks.
All right, here's a value play.
Toyota suppliers Denso and Aisin are spending heavily on rare earth reduction and expanding in India. Denso down 17%, Aisin down
27%. Only Gerald could find a supplier in a crashing auto sector and call it a buy.
Margins will expand, Tom. That's how value will ex.
All right, Gerald, we'll give you that one. One more. India's higher gold import tariffs are tightening supply. The gold ETF is 20% off its high. If war escalates, we get a safe haven bid.
Gold hasn't moved in ages, but 20% down is an actual entry.
That's exactly when you buy gold, when Tom stops watching.
Ilty.
As always, none of this is investment advice, just three people talking markets. Pulling it together, we've got a memory air show and an auto grind down. The spread, long memory, short autos, is the cleanest expression.
But with the chip ETF up 60% and short interest building, the entry is terrible. I can't hit buy here.
Exactly. And Bloomberg's call on Micron is the warning. If that 9x PE is a trap, the downside is huge.
The signal to watch, if the chip ETF breaks below its 3% drawdown from highs, that's your top.
All right, I'll stand down for now. But the minute it dips...
We know, Tom, we know.
We're back tomorrow, London edition, 7:30 a.m. London time. If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
See you then, everyone.